Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment.
Hello, hello, hello. How is everyone doing? It is 8:02 if you are on the West Coast. It is 10:02 if you are in the South. And if you are in wonderful, wonderful East Coast, it is 11:02. And I am your hostess, Sugarlicious Me. I am off the grid, so my show is Sugarlicious Talk Show Off the Grid. I do apologize. I was going to have the Beauty and the Beats winner, Vendetta, DJ Vendetta, along with DJ Explosive tonight, and also Six, Carolina Amonte. But things happened, and of course, that didn't take place. But that's okay. That's quite okay. We're going to still do a show. I have promised people that I would stop lagging and BSing and start doing my weekly show. And even though I am not in game, and it does seem kind of funny doing a show on a Tuesday and not in the game, so it is kind of odd to be doing this, but hey, I'm fine. I'm good with this. This is a good thing. We're going to still have fun, and yeah. And we're still going to enjoy ourselves, and that's about it. Anyway, I decided to give up the sim for a little while because, as I said, I needed to do a couple of things, and I had to weigh out my options, whether I wanted to keep a sim or take care of business. And I decided that real life meant more than me taking care of a sim, even though my husband, Angel, would have paid for it, but I wanted to do something on my own. So that is the reason why you see me, rather hear me, on the airwaves as we are speaking right now. And this may be for a couple of weeks, so don't panic. I was going to do my shows on Sunday, but honestly, my coffee cream and sugar shows on Sunday, it's not working out very well. So I think I might do them on Monday like I did last night. Anyway, let's kind of get my topic tonight, and I'm going to get with that, is going to be ugly men with personality versus ugly men with no personality. So before we get into this, let me say something real quick without being messy or whatever. But today, my daughter told me that someone had told her that, well, to ask me if I would leave my sorority to be in theirs. And kind of shocked me a little bit and kind of like took me aback. And I shared it with my sorority sisters, and they were like in shock, and it just became a big turmoil. But just to make the record straight, I got your message. I don't know who you are, because my daughter said if she tells me, she thinks I'm going to lose it. So from my understanding, she got you straight. If I know Duchess, she cussed you out to the point where you probably blocked her. But just to set the record straight, I'm not going anywhere. I am at home. These are my sisters. This is my – obviously, you really don't know me, because if you knew me, you know I'm very, very loyal. And whatever you think you know about me, obviously, is not right. Secondary, that's my family. My family is there. And I'm not talking about me saying sisterhood is a family, but I've got actual family there. So I'm not going anywhere. You know, go ahead and get over it, move along, whatever, because it was just stupidity on your part to think that I would. And I believe me, I'm keeping my composure here. Trust me. Because I could be really nasty and negative and be a real B-I-T-C-H, but I choose to stay focused and remember who I am, which I am a Christensen, and I'm ecstatic, so I'm going to be a lady about it. So for the next, 2 seconds, let me see how I feel. Fuck you, bitch. I'm not leaving my motherfucking sorority. Okay, I'm going back to who I am. So that's it. So now you know, and if you wanted to ask, so don't ask my child. Ask me. Come to me. Pull your boobs up. Wear your damn whatever and come to me and ask me point blank. And I'll tell you, no, I'm not leaving my sorority. Okay, so enough of that. But let me tell you something else, too, real quick. As you all know, we've been doing Relay for Life. We're starting it, and we're all pumped up. ASO is really pumped up about this because this is something that we've been doing for. We did it last year. As a matter of fact, I posted the video. We did it last year, and we're doing it this year, too. Well, check this out. Now, this is how petty people are and how nosy they are. And trust me, it's got nothing to do with us not wanting competition, because baby, we don't mind competition. We really, really do not. We welcome it, hands out, arms open, because that's who we are. You know, and especially if you're doing something for a something that is beneficial to a charity, we got you. We have no problem with it. But don't come to our place, to where we do in our Relay of Life, and be nosy and don't speak. Don't come and not speak to my sisters. Because if you are on our, let me go back in layman's terms, on our turf, our domain, our place, you speak to us. You kind of understand that you're in our space. We're not in yours. We're not coming to your place to be nosy. Because frankly speaking, darlings, we don't care what you do. We don't care. So if you're being nosy, take a picture. It'll last longer. If you're trying to see what we're doing, we welcome you. Come, hey, our doors are always open. Come see what we're doing. But don't come near it with an attitude and being baby stank breath and you can't speak. Because if one of my sisters speak to you, trust me, it's out of respect. And it's always kind to speak. My grandma's always telling me, if someone speaks to you, even if you can't stand them, hold your breath and just speak. So next time you're where we are, where you're with ASO, and just in case you don't know what that is, that's Alpha, Sigma, Omega, plump your mouth up, stick out your fake-ass lips. If you got a mesh head, blow that bitch up, but speak. Okay? That's it. That's all I have to say. One, two, two, pa-pa. Okay? Now, me and my friend of mine was talking today, and it was so funny because we were saying how you can, like, an ugly guy with a personality can really, like, make you not look at him being ugly. And an ugly guy with a non-personality will make you look at him even uglier. And the reason why we said that, there was this really – he was just not attractive at all. He was not the business, as I always say. But – he was talking to my friend, and she was just smiling and giggling. And I'm looking at her going, ew, he's ugly. But when I kind of like stepped, because, hey, we know I only got eyes for one person. And I only have eyes for you, angel. So I only got eyes for my husband. So if I see a guy with a cute or whatever, then, you know, except for Johnny Depp, I'll leave my husband for Johnny Depp. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But he was really an ugly guy. And she was my friend. If anybody knows Dee Dee, if you've ever seen a picture of Dee Dee, which I think she's passing for black because she looks so white, it's not even funny. But anyway, Dee Dee's very, very pretty. She's actually South African and black, and she's very, very pretty. She's blonde hair, you know, just a gorgeous woman. And he was real dark skin, which I have nothing against real dark skin guys, but he was real dark skin, and he was just not the business. But honestly, he smelled really good, and he dressed really well, very, very nicely dressed. And he was just talking to her, and she was just giggling, and I'm like, oh, so what the fuck? Ew, GD Pharrell, yeah. And she's like, don't you think he just has a wonderful, because he offered to buy her coffee. And she's like, no. And he's like, come on, you know, let me buy your coffee. And so he bought the coffee. So she, you know, he kind of talked to her a little bit. And next thing I know, she was passing her number to him. So I'm in a state of shock, because if anybody knows Dee Dee, she's like bitch fabulous, right? She's a type of female that, I don't say she looks at looks first, but she looks at looks first. You know, it's looks first and then, well, that's not true. That's not true. It's wallet first, looks, and then we go on from there. So wallet, looks, and then everything else is basically, yeah. I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't breaking with no broke nigga. But anyway, you didn't hear that from me. That's my bestie, so I can talk like that about her. I'm just sharing. But anyway, she was saying, you know, the guy had a really, really nice personality. And when I thought about it, he really, really did. Like I said, he wasn't like, really bad for the eyes, but he wouldn't be someone that you would look at twice. But the fact that he was dressed really nicely, the fact that he really did smell very, very well, and the fact that the guy had a personality to die for, he had like such a, I don't know, like an intellect about himself, and spoke very, very well, and I could see probably why she would be attracted to him. But sometimes I think with us women, just like men, do we get past the looks? That's the thing. Can we get past the looks? Because honestly, when I first met Angel, it was in World of Warcraft, and the only thing I knew of him was a night elf. And that's all I associated with him for years, was him looking like a night elf. And when I finally saw him in Second Life, because long story, you don't need to hear it, but anyway, when I finally reunited, and it feels so good, when I finally reunited with him in Second Life, that's when I finally got to see what he looked like. Oh my God, I wasn't disappointed at all. He's just gorgeous. But anyway, but only thing I ever associated him was actually his WoW avatar, which was an elf, and his voice. God, that voice. But that's all I associate with him. So I fell in love with him as the person. So it's kind of easy to fall in love with how a person, if they got a dynamite personality, when you're in a virtual game. But when you actually see someone, the first thing you do look at is their looks, because you have to be visually attractive to somebody to actually, like, want to talk to them or want to give them your number, give them your attention. So when she was, like, talking to him, it was like, really? But then when I kind of, like, pushed back from it and looked at the overall picture, I could kind of see where she kind of, you know, I guess what the boy had was confidence. I guess that's what it was. He just had a confidence about himself. And when he talked to her, he was like, confident. You know, it wasn't like he was like, oh, you know, I'm not really nice looking. He was like confident. But I know a lot of guys who think they the shit because they hide behind avatars and they hide behind the computer. And in real life, they ain't even got no, you know what, to call their own. Now, miss me with that, because I'm going to tell you right now how I feel about that. I don't care if you're in the game and what you pretend to be and who you pretend to be. It doesn't matter to me, because my whole life is about what I'm going to do in the game. I don't need anybody to know what I look like outside of game. It's not your damn business. As long as the people I care about know, and not to say that I don't share my picture with that, because most of my family don't know what I look like, and I don't think they care. I think they're more engulfed in me as a person and love me that they don't care what I look like. It doesn't matter to them whether I'm fat or short or light or dark or whatever, even though my grandmother always tells me, she makes sure that I know that I'm half-breed. She makes sure that I know you light-skinned, but she makes sure that I remember that. But the fact of the matter is, and don't get me wrong, I see a lot of people's pictures, and I do think, you know, why share it? And not because they're unattractive. I'm thinking, why are you sharing your picture? Because with me, I see beauty in everything. Even when you're unattractive, I see beauty in even the person's unattractiveness if they have the personality. Because you can be doggone ugly, and if you've got that personality, people look over that. They kind of shy from that. But when you are ugly and your personality is ugly, and when you are pretty and your personality is ugly, you're ugly. You are a ugly waste of our time, breath, so forth. Because I'm telling you, there was one guy in school. Jeez. His name was Arthur. Arthur was ugly. But Arthur didn't know he was ugly. And Arthur had the type of personality where he thought he was the shit. He was so ugly that it just made you cringe when you see him. He was just like that kind of ugly where you want to, you know. I'm serious, and I'm not just saying that. He had bug teeth. He never brushed his teeth. His teeth were like yellow, and he would eat, and I guess he wouldn't brush his teeth afterwards, and he would have all that in his. I tell you, have you guys saw on Facebook this guy with the really screwed up teeth? I know you guys can't, I don't know what his name is, even if he has a name. I'm sure he has a name, but you know what I'm saying. But you know what I'm talking about, the one with the really, really messed up teeth, and they always talking to, he's always got, I don't know, now he's like internet famous or whatever because he's so ugly. Well, Arthur reminds you of that. And he thought he was the shit. Now, my best friend, Frederica, Freddy, Fred Dog, was really, really just a gorgeous girl. And he tried to talk to her. And she looked at him, and this was in front of the whole school. Well, not the whole school, but in front of the whole, you know, cafeteria. And here we are in high school. This is high school. Me and my crew. Baby. Oh, anyway, I got off trouble doing that. Anyway, we were at the lunchroom, in the lunch place, the cafeteria. And off came to her with like, yeah, baby. What's that? You need to let me get them digits. And we all stopped. Like, have a time. Stop. Because it was like, is he seriously trying to? Because, like, Freddie was like, you know, prom queen. You know, I mean, she was the girl. She was the girl everybody wanted to either be or wanted to be with. And she was like, are you kidding me? And he went off and was telling her how lucky she was. He even talked to her. Who the hell did she think she was? Did she realize how many women wanted him? And I was trying not to laugh because I didn't want Arthur to go in on me. I'm not going to even lie. I was scared that if he went on me, he would probably start talking, and some of that food that it was trapped in his damn teeth would be spit out. And I was like, I am not having it. So I was sitting there like, wow. So I'm looking at Freddie like, wow, okay, so now what? And she's sitting there because I think she was in a state of shock because Freddie's is like a quick tongue. And I think she was in a state of shock because here's Arthur, you know, trying to like put her on blast. And we're sitting there like, is he really doing this in front of the whole damn cafeteria? And the guys who, you know, who liked her were like, what the hell's going on with you? So she stood up and she took her plate. And let me tell you, at this time we were eating spaghetti. And if you guys know how cafeteria spaghetti is, it's absolutely awful. But hey, when you don't got no money because your mother went to work too early and forgot to leave you money and cash, then you eat spaghetti from the cafeteria at lunchtime at school. Holla if you hear me. I am not embarrassed to say that I've done that several times and I don't care. I don't care. But she stood up with her spaghetti in the plate, and next thing I know, she took it and put it over his head. I mean, like spaghetti all over him. So at this point, we all started laughing. I mean, what would be your reaction if a really ugly guy named Arthur tried to step up to your friend who's like the shit in school, and then what do you do in a case like that? Do you not laugh? Of course you laugh, because it's funny. You don't care about his feelings. And plus the fact he's ugly and he thinks he's somebody important. And if he's ugly and he thinks he's somebody important, he needs to have somebody laugh at him. Let me tell you, when he said he was going to get his dad's gun, we all like said boom, shakalaka-laka, boom, started running like roaches when the lights is on. Let me tell you, Freddie, who I love and adore, but that bitch, who normally is my best friend, left me. I'm saying, Freddie, let's get out of here. When I looked up, Freddie was gone. She was gone and left my poor, sorry, half-breed ass sitting there. And I got up and I'm thinking, did he see me laugh? When he said gun, did he mean water gun, toy gun, AK-47, snub nose, sawed-off shotgun? What did he mean? So while I'm trying to get this together and think about it, I started running for my life. Now, nothing happened, of course. He didn't have a gun or anything, but I think the humiliation of everybody at the school laughing at him kind of put him in a position and kind of put him in a place where he got pissed off. And I could understand that because, hey, you know, when you're ugly like that and the prom queen disses you, then, you know. But this is my thing. I know I'm getting somewhat off track with that story. But, ladies, if a gentleman is not attractive as far as what you feel attractive is, and if he has a really nice personality, would you talk to him? Would you give him the time? Would you give him the phone number? Would you do that? Or would you be like, you are ugly, nobody likes you, and your name should be Arthur? What would you do, really? Would you just go ahead and talk to him? Because I don't know if I could get past the looks. Maybe that's my, you know, weakness, or what should I say, pettiness, or I don't know, because I don't know if I can get past that. Even if a guy has like a really nice personality, I don't know if I can get past the looks, because I don't know. And I feel bad about that. I feel bad about it, because I know looks shouldn't matter and looks should not be the format of what you do. And it shouldn't. I know it shouldn't. But it's hard for me to honestly say that I would be okay with an unattractive guy. I really don't think that I would be. And I'm sure my husband is sitting there going, well, wow, so if I was ugly, you wouldn't have talked to me. But in his case, his personality being so much, like I said, I didn't know what he looked like. You know, for the longest, I thought, you know, when I finally met him, I thought he's going to be a damn elf. Because that's what I associated him with all that time, was an elf. But honestly, I don't know if I could be with a man that is really unattractive. And I don't want to feel like I'm the only one that feels this way. Please tell me that some of you feel the same way I do, as well as having an unattractive guy, because And let me know, you know, let me know, you know, post it, you know, let me know if you would date a guy who wasn't attractive, if I'm the only one that's like that. Because I felt bad, because I was telling Freddie, ooh, and she was like, well, hey, you know, the guy had a really nice personality. Not Freddie, sorry, Dee Dee, the guy had a really nice personality. What's wrong with you, you know? And I'm thinking, but he's not attractive. He's just not. Like I said, he smelled good, had a, you know, dressed really, really well, you know, but I'm sure when he walked out, he probably walked out into a nice car. But see, cars don't grab me. I don't care about what you drive, because I drive my own car. Your bank account don't move me either, because I have my own bank account. Even if it's low, it's still my bank account. It's still my money, and I still spend it. But I have to look at you. We have to have some type of connection, because in order for me to get a connection with you, I got to at least see what you look like. You know, I have to see, you know, what you look like. So, ladies, am I wrong on this? I'm sure the guys would be like, you know, yeah, yeah. But I'm not asking the guys. I could give a damn what the hell you think, quite frankly, because all of you are the same, you know, the same way. You all want to have looks before anything else. But then again, some guys, if a chick has a banging body, they don't care how she looks. And you know I'm not lying. I have seen guys that I was like, how the hell she get him? And she had a very nice figure, and I guess that's all it took. And but I'd be thinking, damn, how'd she get him? What'd she do? What'd she do? And you do see some females the same way. You know, you think, you know, how did he get her? Because he's like ill too, but yeah. But anyway, let me know what you ladies think. If I am being a bad person by rolling my eyes at my bestie, Dee Dee, for talking to a guy that in my eyesight is not attractive. Am I being a bad friend for not supporting her because she was going to call the guy tonight? And I'm thinking, ew, why? But I'm thinking, and I'm sure I'm wrong about this. I'm sure that, you know, you ladies can tell me I'm wrong. And then again, you ladies might tell me that I'm right about it, because would you date a gentleman that is unattractive? If you weren't attracted to him, you know, physically, would you date him? Would you give him the time of day? Would you allow him in your boudoir? And you know what that is, right? Boudoir. Would you allow him in your boudoir? So I'm curious what ladies, what you would think if you would do that. So let me know what you think. But anyway, that's enough. I mean, yes, I could have went on, but I did another 30-minute show. Every time I do a 30-minute show, I always go, Look, my sister just said, I dated an ugly guy, and he was the best man I've ever dated. We had a son together. Oh, God rest his soul. Love me, ugly man, the Kendra. See, so here's one that is saying that she would date an ugly man. So I have a sister would date an ugly man. So, hey, you know, there is someone for everyone. But what about those ugly guys with the screwed up personalities and who think they the shit when they not the shit? Would you date them? Would you give them the time of day? Okay, so say you would give the guy who has the, you know, the nice personality, smells good, you know, would you give him? Of course. But what about the ugly guy who, you know, maybe he's ugly and don't know he's ugly? Would you give him the time of day? Thank you. Okay, she says I'm not being a bad friend. So I'm not being a bad friend. So there we go. So that's all I'm at. But I just, the thing is that I love her, my bestie, so much, and I want to see her happy, because she's, you know, she's not going into the details of her life because it's none of your freaking business, but, you know, she deserves someone that's going to be good to her. I just want her to be with someone that's cute. Plus the fact if they get together, I've got to look at him. And then I've got to lie to her and tell her that he looks good when he doesn't. And that's just not right. I should not have to be put through that. I should not have to be put through that. Anyway, it's time for me to go. Love you all. You could be anywhere in the world, on the grid, on Facebook, but you choose to be here with me. And as always, I love you so much for it. Thank you again for sharing your time. And as always, till next week, sugar kisses.
And over. Now what more can I do? Over and over. My friends say I'm a fool. But oh, oh, over and over, I'll be a fool. Charm. over. Honey, love, it's the truth.